Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when the news about the vaccines and their availability for children, for 5 to 12 years old, that group, that is almost all good. There will almost certainly be no vaccine mandates for kids in that age group. But the vaccine should be available for parents. In the Pfizer vaccine trial for 5 to 12-year-olds, there were 4,647 participants. And there were, of that 4,647 participants, only 5 severe adverse events. None of them, zero, related to the vaccine. The data indicate that the vaccine is 90.7% effective with the kids for whom it was administered at preventing symptomatic illness among this age group. Now, generally, young people until the Delta variant were held to have generally a lower symptomatic prevalence than people who were more grown up. But this is continued good news for America's young people. And I know that for my grandchildren, with everything that I've been able to read, my wife has been able to spend more time than me reading about it, when they get old enough, and they're not all there, God willing, the vaccines will continue to work and to help us make continued progress with the Delta variant. And there's a piece today full of numbers, and I'm not going to bore you with the numbers, but just basically the arguments, which is right there, by David Leonhardt in the morning briefing at the New York Times. And one of the things he points out is that right now the biggest problem for Alaska and the Mountain West is probably not the weather, it's the vaccine skepticism. Idaho is the nation's least vaccinated state, and several other western states are only slightly ahead of it. And they also have some of the worst outbreaks going on right now. The assumption had been that part of the reason for that was the weather, because it's obviously already started to turn cold in places like Alaska and Montana. And that means that people are spending more time inside. More time inside means less time with masks while you're exposed to tons of other people. Who knows what the reason is, but certainly the prevalence of vaccines is extremely closely correlated with the level of the virus, and particularly with the Delta variant. And he says, the bottom line, however, is that there is no reason to expect another COVID surge soon. But surges don't always announce themselves. In other words, part of what we are seeing is a decline in most states, and that's continued as the vaccination rate has gone up. And people had been fearful that they would by now have developed a new strain, another variant, maybe even worse than the Delta variant. But they haven't. That hasn't happened. And because of the high vaccination rate, apparently all around the world, the rate of the virus, the rate of serious infections and death, has been going down. But we still have a higher rate than other wealthy industrialized nations, much higher than the UK, Canada, Germany, France, and Japan. And part of what David Leonhardt points out is Delta is clearly more contagious, which is the main reason every metric of the pandemic, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, soared over this summer. But a typical COVID case during the Delta wave was just about as severe as a typical case earlier. In other words, part of the good news that people are getting on the virus is the idea was that the Delta variant was supposed to be much more severe. It's not. It's during the wave in the late 2020, the last months of 2020, a year ago, and up until early this year, about 1.2% of people who got COVID died, which is pretty bad. During the Delta wave, when it was supposed to be even worse, it's not. It's the same. The same 1.1% with the Delta wave die. But here's part of what Leonhardt writes about that everybody should pay attention to, is that the main reason that the deaths continue, and again, last week it was 1,500 deaths per day. Per day. It's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. It's what, 80 deaths an hour? It's a lot of people. And he writes, the main reason that the deaths remain high when we seem to be getting the virus under control, the main reason they seem to remain high is because of there are millions of Americans who have chosen to remain unvaccinated. Many of them are older and have underlying medical conditions, leaving them vulnerable to severe versions of the COVID virus. For older people, the effects of vaccination are profound. In late August, near the height of the Delta wave, 24 out of every 10,000 unvaccinated Americans, 45 and above, were hospitalized with COVID symptoms, according to the CDC. Among fully vaccinated Americans of the same age group, 65 and above, the number was 1.4. A difference between 1.4 and 24. They say that in terms of death, you're 48 times more likely to die of COVID if you're over 65, if you remain unvaccinated. Even so, many Americans are saying no to a shot. Among affluent countries, the U.S. is one of the least vaccinated, trailing Canada, Australia, Japan, South Korea, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and many more. Of 67% of American adults without a four-year college degree have received a shot, compared with 82% of college graduates, which is amazing. According to the most recent Kaiser Family Foundation poll, and only 58% of self-identified Republicans are vaccinated, still a majority, compared with 90% of Democrats, a bigger majority. It's a triumph of misinformation, David Leonhardt writes, when offered a life-saving drug to counteract a highly contagious virus, many Americans are instead made the decision to take their chances. And one of the problems that they have is, okay, so where do you go from here? How do you encourage people to fill up the gap in vaccinations? There's a new study, and it's really very sobering. Financial incentives, this is the Wall Street Journal, financial incentives, public health measures, and other tactics used by state and local governments and employers to encourage people to get the COVID-19 vaccine didn't have a noticeable impact on vaccination rates among those who already were hesitant about getting the shot. And they begin with an analysis of Ohio, which was the first move. That was Governor Mike DeWine, who's running for re-election, Republican. They started offering a ticket, basically, for a very big lottery where you could get $1 million. But it didn't increase the amount of vaccinations. What should? We'll talk about that. And is there any real chance for Biden to recover from his popularity collapse? Some say no. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there's an incident that was in the local papers here in Seattle this morning. It's an incident that happened yesterday. But it's an incident that illustrates a couple of important points about, well, about law enforcement, among other things. The headline in Seattle Times, man arrested after stealing school bus. Why do they steal a school bus? That has yet to be fully answered. A man who stole a 33,000-pound unoccupied school bus. That's a big bus. 33,000 pounds? Think about that. It's a very large vehicle. A man who stole a 33,000-pound unoccupied school bus rammed into other vehicles, then led officers on a pursuit early Tuesday, was arrested. Well, I hope so. And by the way, he won't get nearly the time he needs, which should be decades, frankly. Several minor injuries had been reported to police. Investigators believe there may be still many more additional victims and witnesses. If you believe your vehicle or property was struck by the suspect in the school bus in Soto, Beacon Hill, or the Central District, that's a big chunk of the city, then you should please call 911, the Seattle Police Department said on its blotter. Several major roads were closed as the police investigated, including the northbound lanes of 23rd Avenue from Dearborn to King Streets, but they later reopened. Police said they were notified shortly before 8 a.m. that a man had stolen an empty school bus near South Horton Street and Colorado Avenue South. The man then drove down through Soto, swerving across traffic, or running red lights, and appearing to very purposely and deliberately ram other vehicles. And they're talking about dozens of vehicles. I mean, if you look at the shape the school bus is in now, I mean, obviously it was running over everything in sight and in its path. He then headed east toward Rainier Avenue South, reaching speeds above 50 miles an hour while ramming vehicles. Now, again, this is not bumper cars. There are people in these vehicles. They get injured. Their property gets ruined and destroyed. And of some people, I'm one of them. I mean, I hate the idea when I put a scratch in my car, but having a school bus run into you, it's not ideal. Police said the man then continued north on Rainier and turned onto 23rd Avenue, where he struck a King County Metro bus and then later crashed into a light rail station construction site. The problem is there could have been people at the construction site. If it was just a light rail station, it would be empty, because they are. And so you'd have nothing to worry about. The man believed the police to be a bus service employee who is not authorized to drive buses, certainly not drunk as a skunk at 8 in the morning, which I assume is part of this story. When he eventually ran from the stolen bus, after this is they hit the construction site, and was soon caught and taken into custody. He's being held on investigation of vehicular assault and auto theft. Now, I don't know exactly, I haven't looked it up, but that's not enough. They're going to have to overcharge, and they're going to have to charge him for more, because doesn't it sound to you, first of all, doesn't this thing provide another reminder of how much we need cops, how desperately we need cops? I mean, think about what it would mean if the police weren't there to chase this guy who's rampaging on a bus, probably trying to ram them back. If you don't have a whole bunch of police officers, this guy can disrupt everything, can cause untold damage. And then secondly, this is another indication of why we have to pay more serious attention to folks with severe mental illness, because I know I'm jumping to conclusions, but do you think that there might have been some mental illness involved here? Very likely was. Okay, in terms of mental illness, people have caused all kinds of mental deficiencies, have imputed those mental deficiencies to Joe Biden, But certainly there's enough mistakes and misplays to help to explain his collapse in the polls. Bill Galston, who was a former aide to President Clinton, writes in the Wall Street Journal, after 9 months of office, Joe Biden is in trouble. His job approval has fallen nearly 40 points from its high last spring. And Americans have downgraded their assessment of his presidential competence. It is far too early, however, to write off his administration, writes Galston, as a failed presidency, as Virginia gubernatorial Glenn Youngkin and other prominent Republicans have begun to do. In recent decades, presidents of both parties, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama among them, have recovered from dips in their popularity to win re-election. Reagan was won in 1984 in a 49-state landslide, but his job approval averaged 43% in 1982 and had fallen all the way to 35% by the beginning of 1983, according to Gallup and Gallup's records. Still, there are reasons why Mr. Biden's popularity has faded in the early summer. The administration unwisely encouraged the hope that the pandemic would soon end, increasing the psychological impact of the Delta variant. Inflation crept higher and seems likely to last longer than many experts predicted. Snarled supply chains created shortages of goods, and the situation may deteriorate as holiday shoppers hit the stores. Illegal crossings at the southern border surged to levels not seen for decades, and the Biden administration still hasn't figured out anything to do about it. Rates of violent crime, especially murder, have risen, forcing mayors to reverse the changes in policing made in the aftermath of George Floyd. Many Democrats have been disappointed by the lack of progress on immigration, on criminal justice, and on voting rights. And he goes on. And what he says is, it would take the edge off many of these problems if the Delta variant turns out to be the last surge of the pandemic. Then life will be much closer to normal in the spring. And he says, if the infrastructure bill actually passes, and if the reconciliation bill actually passes, then Biden can claim at least some successes. Right now, well, Bill Galston agrees, he is toast. What about the institution of parenthood? What's the real problem behind its rejection by so many young people? We will get to that coming up with on the Michael Medved Show.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland spent the better part of his Wednesday getting grilled by Republicans over immigration caravans and his memo over threats of violence at school board meetings. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, no fan of Garland's testimony.
This is shameful. This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful. That's not...
Thank God you are not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
Authorities say it's too early to talk about charges in the deadly movie set shooting involving actor Alec Baldwin. Santa Fe County Sheriff Aiden Mendoza saying officers have interviewed Baldwin, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, and the person who was in charge of weapons on the set, and the assistant director. The three are reportedly the main individuals connected to the shooting that killed the cinematographer and injured the director. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, we've talked before about one of the problems for this country, socially, culturally, certainly economically, is the reduced birth rate. Far from the idea of zero population growth being either an attainable or a desirable goal, to have a healthy, strong, vital country with a future, you need a new generation and people who value the new generation. That's why I was so particularly provoked and interested by a column written by Stephanie Murray, who is a public policy researcher turned freelance writer. She formerly worked for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, where she led the research on a comparative analysis of municipal funding structures across states, which could be interesting. The new column is very interesting. It's called The Parenting Problem the Government Can't Fix. Subtitle, America's Fertility Decline is About More Than Money. It's about a society that doesn't like kids. And you make a fascinating point that I agree with entirely, Stephanie. You say that America doesn't like kids because they insist on acting like kids. What is it folks don't like about kids?
I don't know even that I would say that people don't, you know, like kids in and of themselves. I think people have different ways of rationalizing it. I think people like to believe the narrative that, you know, well, it's bad parents, right? Anytime a kid is loud, you know, it's because the parents aren't keeping them under control or whatever it is, you know. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, children have poor, you know, emotional regulation and motor control, right? And they behave like kids. That's sort of the whole point of parenting, to guide them into society, into polite society, to help them understand how to behave. And it takes time and it takes a lot of practice, right? And I think that people are, since becoming a parent, it seems that people are very intolerant of that. And you hear it in the way that people talk to you as a parent or complain about other parents or other kids. And that makes it very difficult to parent, right? It can make the world feel like a very unwelcoming place as a parent, and it can actually just make the whole task more difficult.
Well, that's undoubtedly the case, but what's different now? Because kids have always acted like kids. I can remember being on planes 20, 30 years ago and just being so annoyed if you have a crying child who's there all night. I tend to take overnight red eyes. And if there's a child in the row behind you who's just screaming and shouting the entire time, it's kind of typical to be annoyed. What's different today where people feel more empowered to say, can't you shut the child up, or why did you bring the child on the plane, or something incredibly rude or destructive like that?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure. I can't really say necessarily, right, that I'm only 30 years old, right? So I've only been a parent for 5 years. I'm not exactly sure what the experience of parents was in the 50s or in the 70s or something. I can tell you that in my experience, I guess my standpoint is that there should be some, I think it's totally legitimate to be frustrated by the child screaming behind you on an airplane. Believe me, parents are, right? You know, that's a deeply frustrating circumstance to be in for anybody. The question is, are we willing to tolerate it? Because if we're not, if people are, and not just parents, if parents aren't willing to tolerate childlike behavior, that kind of inconvenient social behavior that we run into with kids, then we're making it a very isolating and difficult place to raise children. And for me, that is something that makes me very hesitant to have more children.
Which is a shame, because we need more children and we want your children. And basically, everybody says, I love children, I love children. Except I think part of the problem here is that people are going through more years of life without having experience with children. We have smaller families and we have fewer extended families. In other words, one of the things I'm conscious of is that, we have two of our three children have children of their own now. And I think they're doing just a great job, partially because they've been around kids and other people's kids and extended family kids all their lives. They haven't lived in these sort of isolated, orderly spaces that a lot of suburban parents are able to set up for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I think that, I mean, I definitely know that I had kids sort of on the younger side for a millennial. You know, I was 26 when I had my first daughter, and I was in grad school with other adults. These weren't like teenagers or anything. They were approaching 30 just like I was. But none of them had kids. I was the only person in my 65-person cohort, right, who had any children. And I think that the lack of experience, you know, with children probably did inform their sort of views and expectations and everything. I think that you know, as people go through the experience of parenting, they can be sort of more tolerant, right?
So
I think people live in cities now, where there are, you know, not a lot of kids. They're sort of like young populations. They don't have a lot of exposure, and I think that can definitely affect people's expectations.
Yeah, I know in Seattle, where we live, there are far more dogs than children living at home with parents. You say in your, and we're just running out of time here, but you say in your subtitle for the article you wrote for The Week, which we posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. The title is The Parenting Problem the Government Can't Fix. What can fix it?
Oh, I think it's a cultural thing. I think it's an individual choice. I think that individuals will have to decide for themselves whether they are willing to be a person that tolerates children, to welcome parents and children, and even though it can be sort of frustrating, you know, you didn't choose to have a child, right? If you're a tolerant person who wants to be welcoming to parents and children, then we just have to sort of accept that there are gonna be inconvenient, basically, times that you're gonna have to hear a crying baby every once in a while, you know. I certainly don't think there's a legislative solution to it. I think that it is on an individual level. You know, something, I think it helps for parents to sort of be vocal about the constraints that society puts on them. That's what I was trying to do. I've had a ton of people reach out and say that they know exactly what I'm talking about, that they feel very isolated and unwelcome.
You're absolutely right. I've got to tell you, this conversation, Stephanie, and the article that you wrote, it actually gives me exactly an important idea for my wife. My wife's first book was her PhD dissertation, which was called Children to Have or Have Not. And that was also the first argument we ever had, is whether people should have children or not. And I won the argument. That was the first day we met. And I won the argument, and three kids later, I think, going back to the idea that children and grandchildren, I've got to say, are so much the most rewarding, the most satisfying, the most magical and joyous aspect of living, that I actually feel sorry for people who get too upset about kids who can be dirty and screamy and messy and obnoxious at times, but they're still kids and they are our future. People should read Stephanie Murray's column. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. And keep them coming, Stephanie, both the children and the columns. And good luck to you. We will be right back with more about why the school issue is going to be so crucial in the future, not just next week. Coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a really, really good movie that nobody's heard of yet, but that you will around awards time. It's just opened up last week. We will get to it coming up on the Michael Medved show. But first, while people are thinking about Academy Awards, we're actually thinking about a multicultural award, a Michael Medved multicultural. No?
And now, a celebration of diversity in action.
I am a Lord.
It's time for Toleration.
Listen, what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
All the people.
And harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
This is a multicultural moment in not how to pursue intercultural and diverse moments in our education system. There was a assistant teacher, may have been a substitute, but the teacher's been suspended. Why? Because there was a kid in class, 17-year-old high school boy, who had come in and needed more time to complete a math assignment. And the teacher said, no, you have to turn your assignment on time. The kid said, well, what if you give me half the time? He said, no. And so finally the teacher snapped back and said, look, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Kind of a clever remark, I mean, I guess. And because the child was very insistent. The difference is the child was named Mohammed Zubi. He's a Muslim boy of Ridgefield, New Jersey, and the unidentified teaching assistant has been suspended by the school following the October 20th incident. Zubi, who returned to school for the first time this Monday, is now calling for a public apology for himself and his family. By the way, I think that's kind of appropriate, don't you? I mean, the teacher may have meant it as a joke, but to go immediately to the young man's ethnic heritage and religious faith and to equate that with terrorism, it's not funny and it's not acceptable. The school district said it is absolutely no tolerance for any sort of discrimination against any student or staff member in a statement that they released on Sunday. The district also reported it would pursue any and all legal remedies against the staff member. Okay, legal remedies? Though, if you're 17 and some teacher snaps that back at you, now this has not been denied, so stay tuned. There's also this. The Democrats had a big rally. About what? They had a big rally out in front of the Supreme Court, and they're still trying to pack the Supreme Court. What's interesting is this is coming up at the same time as their big martyr for not having Democrats confirmed for the Supreme Court. Merrick Garland is right in the spotlight with the hearings in the other part of Capitol Hill. But this is what Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, who is, remember, is a partner on the Green New Deal with AOC, very, very liberal guy from Massachusetts, more liberal than Ted Kennedy. He had this to say in front of the rally at the Supreme Court about why they need to pack the court with more true liberal believers. Listen, clip two.
So let's be clear. Donald Trump and Trump and Mitch McConnell pulled off one of the greatest heists in the history of the United States. Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell stole two Supreme Court seats from the American people. First, they created a precedent out of thin air, claiming that there could be no Supreme Court confirmations during a presidential year. So they refused to even give Merrick Garland a hearing during the last year of the Obama administration. Then, just days before the 2020 presidential election, they broke their own rule, the Merrick Garland rule, in order to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the court to take the seat of the late, great Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republicans even abolished the filibuster to get those nominees confirmed.
Okay, Republicans didn't abolish the filibuster. None of this is true, by the way. He said that the Republicans stole these seats as if the seats belonged to Democrats, talking about the seat of Justice Antonin Scalia and the seat of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They, by the way, were good friends, and I wish we had more of that comedy in Washington. But the idea that Republicans stole the seats, the Grim Reaper stole the seats because both of those justices, in at the peak of their powers and at the ripe old age, passed away. And the idea that the way to deal with this is to create new Supreme Court seats and to create all kinds of new confirmation fights. And by the way, the idea that the Republicans abolished the filibuster so that they could get those seats through, it was actually Harry Reid and the Democrats who got rid of the filibuster on judicial confirmations because they were having a tough time getting some of the radicals who had been picked by Barack Obama, getting them confirmed for lower courts, for appellate courts and district courts. And so they removed the filibuster on judicial nominees, the Democrats did, and the Republicans followed with Supreme Court seats when that came up and involved their control of the Senate. Look, the basic message here is that when it comes to packing the court, it was the biggest mistake Franklin Roosevelt ever made. It was a political disaster for him. And right now, Joe Biden convened a special commission with more than 30 members. And the commission found overwhelmingly that court packing was a bad idea. So why do a commission, Joe Biden, if people on your side are not going to even follow its recommendations? Speaking of recommendations, there's a little movie from a new director. He's a 40-year-old director, never written or directed anything before. He's worked mostly as an actor. And it's one of the flat-out best movies of the year. It's a fairly remarkable film about the aftermath of a school shooting. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
After a devastating school shooting, the parents of the killer endure an emotionally explosive meeting with the parents of one of the victims in mass, now playing in theaters.
You say you want to heal. Is this how?
We're not here to attack you. We want to know how this happened.
This extraordinary film marks the writing and directing debut of a very gifted newcomer named Fran Kranz. He's working with a remarkable cast of four, including Jason Isaacs and Martha Plimpton, who spend nearly 2 hours sitting around the same table, penetrating some of the deepest issues of life and parenthood. Yes, it feels occasionally claustrophobic, but that just pushes the impact even deeper. It's rated PG-13 for sometimes gruesome, for some references to violence. 3 stars for the unusual and unusually affecting mass.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And thank heaven, by the way, the entire film takes place in a church and with a very sympathetic view of the church's role in trying to promote the healing with the inexplicable kind of grief that both sets of parents would have. This is not a film for kids. I mean, it's very, very tough watching, but it's one that will stay with you. There's a claim by a realtor, and the realtor is anti-vax. And because of that, he was not hired to represent a home for sale. Now he's suing for illegal discrimination. Does he have a point? Is he right? There's also a claim that with our labor shortage, the way to solve the labor shortage and to curb inflation is lots and lots more immigrant workers. Does that idea make any sense at all? We'll talk to that and Gordon Chang about the rise of China and the Chinese threat next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.